We're learning the laws of Shabbos. Siman Reish Nun is entitled Hachanos HaSeudos HaShabbos, the necessity to make the proper preparations for the various meals. So the Mechaber begins, Yashkim B'Boker B'Yom Shishi. A person is supposed to get up early on Friday. L'Hachin Sarchi Shabbos, to make those necessary preparations. V'Yafil Yesh Lo Kam Avadim L'Shamsho. It's not something I have to worry about. But even if you would have a lot of maids and butlers and people that are able to assist and take care of this seemingly lowly task of having to take care of some food, nonetheless, Yishtadil L'Hachin Ba'atzmo Shum Davar L'Sarchi Shabbos K'dei L'Chabdo. You are the one that should go out of your way. Despite all the other help that you can just easily have them do all the work, you should do it yourself. For example, we find some great individuals that even though they could have felt it was beneath them, they didn't feel that way when it came to the preparations for Shabbos. The Mechaber gives the following examples. K'Rav Chista, ha'imachatech ha'yorok dak dak. The Rav Chista, he would take vegetables and used to cut them up, he'd make some salads. Rabbi Rab Yosef, Hayimavakin Eitzim, they would chop wood and prepare it. Rav Zera, Hayimadaka Eish, Rav Zera would light the fire, turn on the ovens. Rav Nachman, Hayimasakin Habayis, Umachnis Kalim, Hasrichim Lashabis, Machnik Leachol. So he would take the weekday dishes, he would move them from one place, put them away, bring in the Shabbos dishes, perhaps that means setting up the Shabbos table. Mehem Yilmod Kol Adam. And we can learn a very important lesson from these people. Lo Yomar, that a person should not say that Lo Efgum Bichvodi, that this is considered to be a pagam, this is beneath me, my honor. A person should not say that. Ki Zehu Kvodo Shemechavid HaShabbos. This is actually a proper level of kavod, that you have the opportunity to be able to show respect to the Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this a little bit more. He says that mitzvahs kibud Shabbos mutal al kol adam. The need of preparing for Shabbos is something which we all have to do. And he quotes the pasuk v'korasol l'Shabbos oneg, which means it's upon ourselves. And he quotes the Gemara in the beginning of the second chapter in Kedushin, a mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. That even though you could have a shliach, certain mitzvahs, instead of me doing it, I can appoint an agent, and you'll do it on my behalf, and I'll be yotzei. Nonetheless, when it comes to a mitzvah, it's better that you should do it yourself. Mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. V'hu adin b'chol ha-mitzvos mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. As it quotes in the Berurah Halacha, which gets a little more into this concept, that it's not just regarding Shabbos, but any mitzvah, that it's better that you're the one that does the mitzvah, you're the one that's an active participant, and not having someone else do it. So the Mishnah Berurah before discusses the idea of Friday. What is the inyan of preparing on Friday? So Mr. Berurah quotes a pasuk, V'hoyim b'yom ha-shishi v'hechinu es asher yaviyu. That the pasuk already says that when it came to the gathering of the man, in which there was a double portion that fell on Friday, and therefore what does it mean that they, on Friday, were preparing for Shabbos. Therefore, achana dumya tahaba, v'habas ha-man, halo ha-isa u'alter b'boker. We know that when it came to the gathering of the man, it wasn't in the afternoon. At that time, that man would have already been destroyed. It would have perished. It would have melted. The pasuk says that when they would get up for the man, it was done baboker baboker in the earlier point of the morning. Afachana al Shabbos tia miyad baboker. That's something which we should do as well. Miyad acher kriyashma tefillah. That right after one finishes davening, right after shachris, you should do the necessary preparation. So the Mishnah Berurah then wonders, based on the pasuk, it's clear that all the preparations should be done on Friday. But tomorrow night, if you go to your local supermarket, you'll be seeing people on a Thursday, this is before Shkia, buying for Shabbos. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Behu yoser tov mishiyikne biyom chamishi." It's better that when it comes to purchasing and preparing for Shabbos, that it should be done on Friday, as we establish the pasuk to support that, as opposed to doing it even the day before, even though you maybe think it's reason by dimul mitzvos, not when it comes to this. Shu min kar yoser shehu l'kavod Shabbos. Because when you're shopping on a Thursday, so maybe you're shopping for Shabbos, maybe you're shopping for Thursday. You're hungry. But when a person is shopping on a Friday, it must be that the reason why you're doing it is L'Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, it's better that a person should do their shopping then. However, he does mention, which I can get into these words, is that it all depends on the level of preparation. If it's food in which takes time to prepare, to cook, then certainly for it to be purchased on Thursday, so you'll have that extra time, then that's something which is acceptable. That's what he says. Something which requires much preparation, then we would wait until the we would not wait until Friday. We'd do it early on Thursday. So I want to conclude with the last few lines of the Mishnah Berurah, which will wrap up this mechaber. He says the pasuk tells the zachas yom haShabbos haKadosh that a person is supposed to remember Shabbos, and on this Beis Shammai interprets shdehei zochro me'echad b'Shabbos. Doesn't mean you have to remember it on Shabbos only, but even on the Sunday. Nizdamin l'cha chelak yofe tehei masafin l'Shabbos. That a person should the entire week have in mind how they're able to have the best food. The Amra Shammai haZaken, and it's said about him. Whenever he would eat, every day, everything was always for the honor of Shabbos. Which means, so if he found something which was nice, he would wait, designate it, not eat it right away. He would save it, assuming it wouldn't spoil, and say, this is for Shabbos. If he found something nicer than it, then ochel harishona, he would take the first thing, which initially he thought would be the best. He'll eat that. And then he'll save the second thing for Shabbos. Nimsa shachilahi kadei shetishar hayafel Shabbos. So therefore, he always made sure from the very beginning of the week to focus all of his attention on the best for Shabbos, which of course, even what that means also is that if a person eats the way that we eat on Shabbos every single day, we go to fancy restaurants and we eat all this fancy food, and on Shabbos, whatever, so that also takes away. So a person designates special food for Shabbos, that's a way of showing Kavod Shabbos. Aval Hillel Zaken Midacheres HaYisabob. Hillel did something different. Shai Oimer Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. He said, Baruch Hashem, every day that I'm alive, every day that I'm able to survive and function. And what he meant by that is that Hillel would take whatever he had and enjoy it for that moment. Shigam Hillel Moda, even though Hillel did agree to Beis Shammai, that what Beis Shammai did was better. However, Shayiboteach Bashem, he had the betachon shebavadi yazim lo l'shabbos mani yafim mishar hayomim. He knew that I can eat something today and I'll definitely find something better or the best later. And Hillel did this to show his tremendous faith and trust in Hashem. When it comes to us, we don't have the same bitachon as a Hillel. We should follow Shammai's custom. Something which is hard to find, because she's damin lo davar shol yet nifsed. If it's something which not will not spoil, so therefore he's advising that even Hillel would advise that we should all hold like Shammai, and Zachar Shemesh Shabbos is not only on Shabbos, but every opportunity we have to be able to designate and set something aside for the Shabbos, we should certainly do so.